Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I am Reverend Tommy Bounce. It is good today. God had made this day, and He said, I made it just for you, so us we could rejoice and be glad therein. And I'm rejoicing today in my spirit, and I'm trusting today that you're going to pray with me and believe God for a great day after all. Okay? Let's get it started this morning by doing this song for you.
I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now, but I don't worry about that so much, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I sow. For I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. Ain't got a lot of sometimes the going gets real rough, but I've got a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. I thank God for all His blessings and His mercy that He bestows. I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Oh, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure that there were times when, well, my faith must have got a little thin. But you know what? It seems like one day all at once, those dark clouds broke through and that sun started shining again. So Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to complain. But the rough roads I've traveled, but the drinking from the sand. And if I should go on living, and my going steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy to help others bear their load. For I'm drinking from my saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Yes, sir, I'm drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflowed. I remember I gave that tape to a friend of mine. I used to pastor. Him and his wife both are gone now. And he literally wore it out. And he told me one day, he said, Tommy, I have played that and played it, and I've listened to it, And he says, bless me and my wife, and I'm just glad that I could bless somebody along the way. Then my living has not been in vain. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're not with having that coronavirus. I hope that you're doing real good and in spirit. And, you know, I believe today that God's going to get us through this thing somehow or another. So let's just lift up our heads and not worry. Let's try not to worry. Fear brings on torment. I remember Job said, I feared a fear and it came to pass. So we don't want to fear it. We want to hit it head on, because if God be for us, there is no power that will ever stand against us.
When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy of the blessings that you give. I know that you still love me, and Lord, I love you too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising you. Up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the skies be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you.
Well, I love to do that song. When the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising you. I'm praising God this morning. I hope you're praising God with me, because the Bible said together we stand, but divided that we will fall. I'm glad that I'm standing for you, and I want you to pray for me. And hold, lift my hands up. I tell you, these are dark hours, and I believe we're living in a in a terrible time. I think it's the worst time that I can remember living in. But anyhow, the Bible said we'd have 7 years of tribulation, but we'd have days of sorrow. And I think these are the days of sorrow that we're living in right now. But anyhow, God's going to carry us through. Somehow or another, we're going to get through with this. So I'm going to go back and play one more song, and I'm going to bring you today's message.
I have heard of a land, a life beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there, for I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion, why, is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for me. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. Oh, the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real.
I want to read one of the old familiar stories of the Bible. It's the parable of the lost son. The Bible said the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that fall me. So he divided unto them his livelihood. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and joined himself to the citizens of the country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. And he would have gladly have filled his stomach with the pods of the swine's eat, and no one gave him anything. I've often wondered why this prodigal ever left the father's home. Now, you would think that he had anything and everything he wanted, because you see the picture, and automatically you begin to think of a rich man and having a young son and an older son, and why would the younger son want to leave all of this wealth and all this prosperity? Why did he want to go into the far country? Well, I think sometime we're looking at the picture in the wrong way. I think, first of all, I think the story tells about a forgiving father. And I think that with some time we don't realize, and I want to talk to the young people today, you've got a forgiving father. Did you not know that my father was the most kind, loving, forgiving person that I ever knew? It seemed like my father was the one who always said everything's going to be all right. Now, sometimes he'd have to discipline me. Sometimes I would get out of order. He said to me many times, son, you keep running, you'll get elected. I never will forget my daddy used to tell me, he said, now, son, they're hiring down the street. Be sure you don't go down by there. But my father loved me. He cared for me. As a matter of fact, I believe today that I never realized the loving care that my father really had for me. And I think the story is going to tell us about a loving father who is always loving, always caring, and there for us when we need him. And you know, his heart longs for you, and his heart is yearning that you would come back to him, because you was made in his likeness, made in his image, but you also went into far country. You left the father's house. You left the blessing. You're losing the blessings of God. You've left the blessings that are entitled to you, and sin is dangering and dampening your life, and you're going away from the Father. But you cannot go away from the loving care of that Father, because wherever you go, God is going to be there. And God, through his prevenient grace, is going to always be a pleading and begging you to come back to him, because he knows what's best for you. But you see, how many of our young people today have done what this story done? This young man who went away and wasted everything and his every possession. And you know, a lot of our young people today are wasting good talent, wasting good abilities, because they're looking for something and don't know what they're looking for. A lot of them are trying to find it in drugs. A lot of them are trying to find it in alcohol and prostitution and many different things. But it seemed like it's like salt water. It is not satisfying. And they're wasting a good, good life. You remember the song we used to sing, Wasted Years. Oh, those wasted, wasted years. How we have wasted our life and wasted our living and wasted our possession. We've wasted everything we got on righteous living. And you know, we see that picture every day. People, the prisons are full of people like that. And the insane asylums and the suicide rate is greater among the young people today than it's ever been, because they are wasting their life. They're wasting the beauty of their life. They're wasting the talents and the ability. And they could be living and doing so much better if they'd only realize that the Father is pleading and waiting for them to come home. But he went away and wasted all of his possessions. As a matter of fact, in the 14th verse, said he spent all that he had. And you know, you'll spend out for sin. It don't take you long to burn out. It don't take you long to the crowds that you run with, and it's not going to take you long to wake up one of these days and find that you're all by yourself, just like this prodigal son did. He came to the place where there was no one else around. He had no one to turn to. He was hungry. He was in famine, and he was starving, literally starving to death, because he had spent all that he had. And now he has no friends, and now he finds himself among the pigs, feeding down in the pig pen. And you know, it don't take you long to spend it all and come to waste and waste your life and find yourself living in the slime pits of sin. And sin will take you farther than you want to go. But you see, he joined himself to the citizens of that country. And today, our young people, I can understand where they're coming from. They want to belong to something. They want the sense, the feeling of belonging to something. So therefore, they will join that crowd that they're running with. And a lot of times, they run with the wrong crowd. They join the wrong crowd. And it's not long until their life is entangled with the same things that those people are doing. Don't run with the bad crowd. Don't run with the crowd that's going to influence you to do the things that you ought not do. You need to run with the right crowd. You need to be in the house of God and associate with good Christian people and sit under some good preacher who is preaching the Word of God to you, that loves you and cares for you and cares how you're going to spend your life. Because listen, one of these days, you're going to get married if you're not already married, and you're going to raise a family, and you're going to see exactly what I'm seeing. I didn't realize the love and the care that my father really had for me. When the doctors told me I had cancer and had to be operated on, oh, if I could just talk to my father, I said, if I could just talk to my dad about this situation, maybe things would be a lot better. But you see, dad's done gone. All's left now is a memory. My daddy pleading with me, son, you're going going in the wrong direction. You're going to waste it, you're going to spend it, and you're going to come to want. And sure enough, I came to that place like a prodigal son. I rose and I looked about and I came to myself. I realized that I didn't know what I was doing. And I said to God, God, I'm going to return back to the Father, and I'm going to say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against you. Now that's the only way you can come back to the Father. Realize you're lost without God. Realize that you've sinned against God. We've all sinned. We've all come short to the glory of God. Return back to the Father. Don't be ashamed to fall before Him and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven, I've sinned against Thee. I'm not worthy to become Thy son. Make me as Thy hired servant.
And you know, good times I remember with my pop back many, many years ago. One day we were walking down through the field. Pap looked over at me, and with tears running down his cheek, here's what he had to say as he spoke very gently to me. I am growing tired, feeling kind of weary. Just can't climb these hillsides like I used to do. I'm sure you'll understand, I must go on. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll be waiting there at supper time. That's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. It's always hard when we lose a loved one. Oh, how sad to know that their time has come to leave. But I'm sure you'll understand, we must go on. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I'll just go on home and wait for you there. I will look for you at supper time. It's me now prepared. I'll just go on home, I'll wait for you there. I'll just go on home.
Yes, sir, we don't know when our time's come to go. The Bible says it's appointed that a man wants to die, but after death, the judgment. But are you ready to meet God? I mean, if your eyes would close in death before morning, would you be ready to meet God? Have you ever thought what it would be like to meet God face to face? I'll tell you, one day we will see Him. And when we see Him, I hope that your hands are clean and the blood has been applied. Because if it's not, He's going to know it. He's going to open the book. And the books, if a name is not in the Lamb's Book of Life, then my friend, I'm afraid you're not going to make it. So let's bind our hearts together and believe God. Let's trust God. Because He said that He would be there for us. He'd never leave us. He'd never forsake us. He said, Lo, I'll be with you always, even to the very end.
And a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education. Two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign.
18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. Guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home and 80 acres. Faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children. Did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, can't you see the promised land? As he laid his blood-stained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's a story that our preacher told last Sunday as he held that bloodstained Bible up.
Yes, sir. It's not what you take with you, but it's what you leave behind. And I hope that I leave a good memory behind. I want to leave with souls that I've won. I'm going to meet them all on the other side. Let's pray together. Father, I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for this broadcast. Father, I've enjoyed everything I've said and everything I've done. I hope I've brought a ray of sunshine into heart and life. I hope I've opened up a heart and opened up a soul. And Father, they've repented of their sin and said, yes, I want to know God. I want to know him in the free pardons of sin. I pray for my unseen audience. I pray for this corona disease. We pray, Lord, that throughout our country, that as our country opens up, Lord, that we'll get back to going to church and worshiping God like we did. We miss that. But Father, you know best, and in your hands I turn this service over to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, it has been good to be with you. I do hope I brought a ray of sunshine in your heart and life. I feel like I have by the message we bring and the songs that we sing. I remember Daryl, he said he loved the singing and the preaching. Thank you, Daryl. I appreciate you. I appreciate all my friends. I love you all. And I'll never get tired of saying that. I love you, I love you, I love you. Because God first loved me. Well, goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
He found it full of fear and foolish pride.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Adams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Adams Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
The clouds were silver light, and now I understand. Was best for me. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see. He washed my eyes with tears that I might see the glory.